Hello and welcome back to the For Him podcast. To jump right into things, I'm sure that we've all asked ourselves the big question at some point: what's my purpose in this life? What am I made for? Why am I here? As believers, this gets even deeper and is what has God called me to do? Sometimes that answer feels crystal clear and sometimes it feels like walking in the dark. But either way, we want to talk about carrying out our calling, what it means to live in the purpose of Christ, both as a body of believers in unity, as well as the unique individual ways that God works in each of our lives. And when I say we, I mean myself and Wesley. I will let him introduce himself.
Yo, what's up, guys? My name is Wesley Burns. Super excited to be on this podcast, be on this episode, and just really pour out my heart and what the Lord has done inside of me and what He's given me to share. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm also really excited about this episode because I get to do it with somebody who has a lot of passion for and wisdom on this topic of purpose and calling. He's been speaking in church about it recently, so I know that he'll have such a good contribution to this conversation. And it just feels like a really cool opportunity to sit down and dive into what God has to say about purpose in Christ. So let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about carrying out your calling. So, first things first, we're going to talk about the bigger picture calling as a body of believers. The Bible provides insight on our calling as believers in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. It's referred to as the Great Commission, and it says, "Then Jesus came to them all and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age.'" This is Jesus' final instruction to his disciples after his resurrection, right before he ascended to heaven. So let's break it down. There are multiple actions that are given in this. The first is to go. We are to step out in faith in what we do. And then make. We are to help people know Jesus in what we do. Baptize. We are to lead others to publicly identify with Christ as well. And then teach. We are to help believers grow in obedience and maturity. And the last line asks us to trust in his presence as Jesus promises to be with us as we fulfill all of these callings. So the takeaway of this is that the bigger picture purpose in Christ as believers is to spread the gospel and to help others live as followers of Christ. And then I found a grounding scripture in this, 1 Corinthians 10:31, that says, "Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God."
Yeah, I think that's so good. And I think it's important that we show people love, right? It says, "For God so loved the world." And through our purpose, which is the Great Commission of, telling people about Jesus, we need to do it in a loving way. I think for me, it really started with the why. Everyone has a purpose. And it's not just pastors, it's not just leaders or being an influencer. There's a purpose in, telling your coworker about Jesus. There's a purpose in everything that we do. It's not just about position. It really is about obedience and following what God's called us to do. One thing that I always try to tell people when I'm telling them about God is He didn't create you on accident. He created you intentionally for a reason. You're here on purpose for a purpose. And just showing the world love and doing it through our actions, through our words. I think that's something that's so important about the Great Commission.
Yeah, I love that. I think there's so many different ways that we can carry out this calling, and kind of like he touched on, it does look different for everybody, but the foundation is always the same, that we are to glorify God, follow Christ, and to make disciples of all nations. And I think a real life way to think about this is like being on the same team. We all have the same jersey and the same goal of winning the game, but each person plays a different position in that. And so I want to talk about these individual positions, the callings that are unique to each believer. And so, jumping back to 1 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians 12, it explains how the church is a body with many different parts, and how each believer has been given unique spiritual gifts to serve and build this body of believers. In verses 4 through 6, it says, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them," meaning that no matter how different our callings look, they all come from God and are meant to work together. And then in verses 12 through 27, it says, "The body has many parts and each matters. The eye can't say to the hand, 'I don't need you.'" Meaning, just as every part of a physical body is important, every believer's role in the church matters and shows unity even within that diversity. some people are called to teach, some are called to serve, some are called to give, each playing a different role, but equally valuable. And I think that it's really important to note that the body can only work because it is connected to the head, or in our case, our callings being connected to Christ. So our gifts aren't about highlighting us, but about glorifying Him and living out our unique calling based on the gifts that God has given us.
Yeah, and I think one thing that I've really realized is that comparison kills calling. And if you're comparing yourself to what somebody else is doing within the body, it can really affect your calling. It can affect what you're trying to do because you see what God's doing through someone and you may be trying to be like that person. But what I know is God doesn't anoint copycats. You know, he anoints our authenticity and what He's called us to do. You know, you can't walk in your purpose while you're looking at what everybody else is doing and staring at someone else's path. I think over in, I think it's in Galatians 6, it talks about, you know, paying close attention to your work. God has given each of us a gift and a calling to follow out. And it's so important to not look at what others are doing, because like you were saying, we all have our own purpose within the body, but we are one body. And I think that's a really good point that you made.
Yeah, I agree. It kind of touches on this more in Ephesians 2:10. It says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do." And my takeaway from that is that we are to each individually act on God's intentionality in creating us. How, though? Let's talk discovering your calling. I think two big things are to both trust in the Lord and then ask for wisdom. For me, this means staying rooted in prayer and taking faithful steps of obedience, just being mindful that it is a process, and it often looks like adding one piece to the puzzle at a time without being sure of the full picture, but knowing that it will come together. And I think some practical ways to do this is to pray and seek God, and then also pay attention to your gifts and passions, as well as listening to wise counsel and being faithful with small steps. Just all in all, continuing to walk towards what God is calling you to, even if you can only see the next step. Yeah. God doesn't...
I think something that's so important and that what really helped me is walking with people who push me toward my purpose. Because for so long, I wasn't walking in my purpose and I wasn't walking with God. And I really was living a life of sin and living for the world. But over in Proverbs 27:17, it says, "As iron sharpens iron, so another person sharpens another." And I think that's so important, is surrounding yourself with people who are going to push you toward your purpose. Because the wrong people can pull you off the path that God has placed on you, and placed for you, and has paved out for you. My dad always told me this, is you become like the five people who you surround yourself with. And when you surround yourself with people who call out your potential, and they don't see who you are now, but they see who you can be and what you have on the inside of you, and they pull on those gifts, it's so important. And they don't, you know, just look at you for you, but they look at God. That's God's creation, and I can see that they have an anointing on their life. And when you're surrounded by people who are constantly pushing you every day, you really will continue to see yourself walk into your purpose. And that's so cool. And also being the person who pushes others towards their purpose, being the friend that you want to have. For me, you know, one thing that I really realize is that isolation can kill your purpose. And having a good community, being surrounded by people who are on fire for God, who love God, but also being a light to those who may not be on fire for God. And showing love to them like we talked about earlier in the podcast.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that everyone knows, but actually acting on is a lot harder in terms of being mindful of who you surround yourself with. But I cannot stress Christ-centered community enough. It has helped me so much in my walk. And so just taking those steps of obedience and finding those people who, like he touched on, are going to help you stay on that path to your purpose are so important. And whenever you are walking in these steps of obedience, it's so important to do them faithfully. In tying this back to scripture in Galatians 6:9, it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." In this, Paul reminds us not to give up even when carrying out our calling feels repetitive, unnoticed, or tiring, as God does see our faithfulness even when others might not. And that harvest looks different depending on each individual calling. Sometimes it's fruit in your own growth or fruit in others' lives or even rewards that we may not reap until eternity. But God promises that there will be fruit, all in his timing.
Yeah, it's so good. And one thing that I really realized regarding this is that obedience is greater than understanding. Sometimes it's not going to make sense. I'll tell a personal story. I had a really good job offer after I graduated, and I was going to go do that. It's really what I wanted to do, what I love to do. It was very lucrative and really exciting. And the Lord was just like, nope, I want you to go step in and do this other thing and step into ministry. And I didn't understand it at first, you know, but one thing that I realized is God's plan might not make sense until later. And that's okay, but we have to be obedient. I heard this is delayed obedience is still disobedience. And so when God tells you something, go do it. Because there's an urgency, especially now more than ever, there's an urgency to what we do and when we accept our calling, because there's people waiting on us. There's people waiting on you to step in and to go all in. Now's the time to go all in. Your obedience today can unlock the doors that you'll walk through tomorrow. It can unlock doors for other people who are waiting. Over in Isaiah 55, it talks about the Lord says that my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts. And so we can see that the Lord has much bigger plans for us than we can ever think or imagine. And so just following him, even though it may not make sense, just being obedient.
Yeah, as long as you can see that first step in front of you, I think that that's enough to take it. And it's one of those things that you look back on later and 10 out of 10 times are so glad and it makes so much sense. And so kind of like he was touching on, even if it feels far-fetched in the moment, knowing that you're walking with him is encouraging and assurance enough. And then I also wanted to touch on in Hebrews 11, it talks about walking out our calling faithfully, and it gives examples like Noah building the ark before there was even rain, or Abraham obeying God and going even though he didn't know why or where he was going. And these examples, it shows that they didn't have God's plan in front of them, but still took that step in it out of faith. Faith is trusting in the caller of our path and not necessarily the clarity of that path. And so it's really encouraging to know that if our steps feel small or uncertain, we're in good company, as so did Noah's and so did Abraham's and plenty of other figures in the Bible. And it shows us that God works through our obedience even when we don't know the outcome.
Yeah, and I think one thing that really helped me understand what my calling is and what my purpose is getting in the Word. You know, I would go to church services. I'd go Wednesday night. I'd go Sunday morning. You know, I'd even go Monday night. And, you know, those things would help me, but it wouldn't really explain to me or you know, as I would try to step into my purpose, I was still confused. But really diving into my Word, you know, there's 66 books of God's word and what he's telling us to do. And it's really our plan. It's our, you know, our handbook, if you will, to life. And so getting in it and getting to know Jesus more, it really helped me realize what my calling was. But something that I really want to hit on is that not everybody is called to fivefold ministry. And what I mean by that is not everybody is called to preach from a pulpit. The person who's behind the pulpit is just as important as the person who's out in the corporate world. It's just as important as the person who's in the medical field. Just as important as your real estate agent. You know, we are all in ministry as followers of Christ. But like Kelsey was saying, it looks different for all of us. And so I think just being, like I said, obedient, and, you know, being faithful with the little, and not trying to chase what other people have, but just chase the Lord and chase what he has for us. Someone once told me something really good. He said, be where your feet are. I was asking him some advice for someone in their 20s. And I was like, what do you mean by that? And he says, just be in the moment and soak up everything that's around you. Because God's called you to that season for a reason. And he has something that you need to get out of it. And also something to pour into others in that season. And so just being obedient and understanding that us as young people, or whoever may be listening to this, you may not have it all figured out, But God already knows your steps. He knows what you're going to walk into. And so just trusting the author of your story.
Yeah, I agree. And kind of like Wesley was saying, knowing the author of your story is very helpful in discovering your calling. Kind of knowing how God speaks to us and what God wants for us by reading the word can give us so much insight on what that might look like in our own life. And whether that is speaking on a stage or serving behind the scenes or showing Christ in your everyday work or relationships, you are a valuable part of God's kingdom story. And so if you're wrestling with whether you're really walking in your calling, you're not alone. And remember that God hasn't called you to have it all figured out. He's called you to trust him and just keep taking the next faithful step of obedience and then praying for discernment along the way. Know that he is faithful to complete the work that he started in you. It says this in Philippians 1:6.
One thing that my great-grandpa always said, and I think it's something that's so powerful, and I personally pray all the time, is God, make me a blessing. He never prayed, God, use me. He said, God, make me a blessing to those around me. Make me a blessing. And I think that's so important. Is it's not about I, it's about the who we serve. It's about God, and it's about God using us. And so I encourage you, as you go out after this podcast and to whatever you may be doing, before you do it, take a quiet moment and just pray, God, make me a blessing in the season that I'm in. If there's somebody that I need to minister to, or if there's somebody that I need to show love to, God, reveal that person to me. And yeah, I just really encourage you guys to stay prayed up, get in your word, and your purpose will be more clear than ever. All right, I just want to leave you guys with a prayer. God, I just thank you so much for the person listening right now. Lord, I pray that you just show them your love, Lord. Pour out your love on them, God. Give them peace, God. Give them wisdom as they go throughout their days, Lord. And if they may be struggling with their purpose, God, reveal that to them, God. In whatever way that you have planned for them, Lord, just show them. If that's step by step, if that's the whole picture, God, let it be known to them what they're supposed to be doing and if they're in your will. God, and maybe if they don't know you, Lord, I pray that you bring laborers across their path to tell them about who you are and show them the true love of Jesus. God, I just thank you so much again for this listener. Let them have a great rest of their day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. That was so good. I'm so glad that I chose Wesley to do this episode with. He definitely did not disappoint. And if you take nothing else from all of this, take that God has created each of us on purpose for a purpose. Our callings are all prepared for us, and our role is to walk them out faithfully. Keep taking those steps towards and for him.